Good morning. A slow-moving mid-level disturbance along with a stationary front at the surface, providing the focus for lots of clouds and scattered showers, along with a few bursts of heavy rain overnight and now early this morning. It's otherwise damp, with temperatures holding in the 60s early on today. With extensive clouds and additional but widely scattered showers and bursts of rain, we'll see readings only slowly climb through the 60s and into the lower 70s on average for afternoon highs. There is the outside chance at a rumble of thunder and a heavier rain shower, along with some convection as a low pressure wave moves through. Otherwise, the trend through the next 24 hours will be toward drying it out. It'll be a slow trend, though, as clouds will stick around tonight, and we'll also have just the risk of a few showers and areas of fog developing, with overnight lows mainly in the upper 50s to around 60. So we'll even start out tomorrow morning with a good amount of cloud cover around. Then as high pressure builds in from the north, we'll have a clearing trend from north to south scouring out the clouds through tomorrow afternoon. So increasing sunshine is in the forecast for Saturday, with highs staying in the middle to upper 70s. That high pressure center will anchor itself over us beginning on Sunday, and a ridge in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will build in for the second half of the weekend. This will produce mostly sunny skies on Sunday, with highs averaging near 80. Then midsummer-like warmth arrives for the early part of next week as that area of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere intensifies and expands over top of us. The result will be mostly sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday in the mid-80s, mid to upper 80s, with more humidity and a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday before the next front arrives, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central plains and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across coastal North Carolina. Scattered severe thunderstorms are expected to develop across the central plains this afternoon and into the overnight hours as instability increases and is overspread by adequate wind shear. Large hail, damaging winds, and an isolated tornado are possible. Other, more isolated severe thunderstorms are expected across coastal North Carolina. Locally strong winds are the primary threat with this activity. Meanwhile, heat advisories are out for the mid-Mississippi Valley and an excessive heat warning for the St. Louis area. The heat index in these locations will be in the 105 to 110 degree range. Heat advisories are also out for a large part of the southeastern United States and the immediate Gulf Coast near Houston. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower activity associated with the small low-pressure area moving over the Leeward Islands this morning. Interaction of this low with Puerto Rico and Hispaniola will likely inhibit significant development through tonight. However, environmental conditions are expected to be more conducive for development when the disturbance moves near or over the southeastern Bahamas tomorrow, and a tropical depression is likely to form over the weekend or by early next week. Regardless of tropical cyclone formation, gusty winds and heavy rainfall are expected across portions of the Leeward Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands today, and over Hispaniola and the southeastern Bahamas tonight and tomorrow. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate the system this afternoon. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 45 degrees with a southeast wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 66 degrees, the dew point 64, 93% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Kemmelt, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a chance of showers and storms in the mid-70s, Boston, cloudy in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 65. The average temperature, 71, that's 1 degree above normal. 49 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.32 inches for the month, and 26.52 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 59. the record high 93 set in 1916, and the record low 39 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m., sunset this evening 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers possible today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight, and also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds giving way to sunshine, 77, mostly sunny and 80 on Sunday, more sunshine Monday and Tuesday in the mid-80s, more humidity Wednesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid to upper 80s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with highs in the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.